Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving deep into the world of fructose.
Oh, this should be interesting.
You guys have sent in a bunch of research articles,
yeah,
even a clinical trial and some review papers all about fructose and what it does to us.
It's everywhere, that's for sure.
Ready to get sticky with some science?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone is really interested in how fructose is different than other sugars.
Yeah.
Like how our bodies handle it, the problems with having too much.
Right.
And even some new ways to use what we know about fructose to treat diseases.
Exactly. We've got some deep scientific papers on the enzyme ketohexokinase.
KHK.
Yeah, KHK.
The key to it all.
There's a clinical trial looking at a drug that inhibits KHK as a treatment for fatty liver disease.
Interesting.
And we also have research linking fructose to metabolic syndrome and hypertension.
A lot to unpack there.
Where should we start?
Good question.
One thing that stuck out to me was the difference between the fructose in fruits and vegetables compared to the added fructose that's in things like table sugar.
Sucrose?
Right. Sucrose and high fructose corn syrup.
It's not all the same, is it?
It's not all created equal, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
It's easy to think all fructose is the same, but it's more complicated.
Okay.
So glucose is used as fuel by a lot of tissues in the body.
Uh-huh.
But fructose, the liver mainly processes that.
Okay.
And that's where things get interesting.
Interesting how?
Because this liver-centric processing can have unique metabolic consequences.
Okay, so walk me through how fructose actually breaks down in the liver.
The first step is that KHK enzyme we were talking about.
Right.
KHK changes fructose into fructose 1-phosphate.
Okay.
And that starts a whole cascade of metabolic steps.
So far, so good.
Meh.
But I remember there are two forms of KHK.
Yeah.
KHKC and KHKA.
You're right. Why does that matter, you ask?
Yeah, why does that matter?
Well, it's more complicated than one enzyme.
Okay.
We know KHKC is found mostly in the liver,
uh-huh,
and it really likes fructose, like way more than KHKA.
So it means KHKC is the main player in fructose metabolism.
You got it, at least at normal levels in the body.
Okay.
KHKA, on the other hand,
yeah,
it's a bit of a mystery.
Really?
We find it in other tissues like fat, the heart, and the adrenal glands, but we don't know what it does, really.
Two forms of the same enzyme with different functions? That sounds like a lot of research potential.
It does. And one study we have looked at what happens when you get rid of these different forms in mice.
Okay.
And the results were surprising.
Yeah.
They found that neither form of KHK is essential for normal growth in mice.
Wow.
Which you wouldn't expect.
No.
Considering how much we hear about the bad effects of fructose.
Yeah, that is surprising.
It gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Knocking out both KHK forms actually protected the mice from metabolic syndrome.
Interesting.
But knocking out only KHKA made things worse.
Hold on. So knocking out the enzyme that breaks down fructose protects against metabolic problems.
It seems that way.
That's wild. What's going on there?
It seems KHKC might be protecting the liver.
Okay.
While KHKA, well, we still don't know what it does.
So we had this sugar fructose, mainly handled by the liver.
Right.
And this enzyme, KHK.
Right.
That comes in two forms with potentially different roles.
It's complicated.
What does this mean for our health? Like, where do the downsides of a high fructose diet come into play?
That's the question, isn't it?
It is.
That's where we see the potential negative consequences of eating too much fructose.
Okay.
The review article you sent shows a link between too much fructose and metabolic issues.
Like what?
Obesity, metabolic syndrome, hypertension, even fatty liver disease.
So too much fructose can be bad for our metabolic health.
It can.
But how does it actually cause these problems?
There are a few ways this happens.
Okay.
One is through ATP depletion.
What's that?
ATP is the energy our cells use.
Got it.
Fructose metabolism makes the ATP levels in the liver drop really fast.
So our liver cells are running low on energy. What happens then?
It triggers an increase in uric acid production.
Okay.
High uric acid levels are bad news.
How so?
They can cause gout, which is painful.
Yeah, gout is no joke.
And it might even play a role in hypertension.
So we've got energy depletion and a gout trigger.
Right.
What else is going on?
Well, too much fructose increases lipogenesis in the liver.
Lipogenesis?
It's just fat production.
Oh, okay.
When the liver has too much fructose, it makes more fat, which can cause fatty liver disease.
So too much fructose leads to fat in the liver. Not good.
Not good.
Anything else I should be worried about?
There's also a possible link between high fructose and insulin resistance.
Which causes?
Type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
Basically, too much fructose messes with how our bodies respond to insulin, the hormone that regulates blood sugar.
Okay.
This can cause high blood sugar and a bunch of other problems.
So it's like a metabolic storm when we eat too much fructose.
You could say that.
But if this is true, why don't we hear more about it? I mean, fructose is everywhere.
True, it's in so many processed foods and drinks.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the research on fructose and metabolic disease is mixed.
How so?
Some studies show a strong link, others don't. It's hard to isolate fructose from everything else people are eating.
Okay, so more research is needed, but it sounds like we should be cautious, especially with added fructose.
I would agree.
But before we jump to conclusions, let's go back to the research about those two forms of KHK.
Yeah.
There were some interesting things about what was happening in different organs.
You're right, there were.
And they raise even more questions about how fructose is handled in the body.
Absolutely. There was one study that really got me thinking.
Which one?
They were looking at the levels of different sugars in mice,
Okay.
like normal mice and mice that were missing KHKC.
Interesting.
They measured glucose, fructose, and even sorbitol.
Sorbitol.
It's a sugar alcohol that can be made from glucose.
Oh, right.
And they found something unexpected in the kidneys.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
What do
study.
you remember?
They found something weird in the kidneys, right?
Yeah, they did. So the glucose levels were pretty much the same in both groups of mice, but the fructose levels were way higher in the mice without KHKC.
Specifically in the kidneys.
Yes, only in the kidneys.
That's strange. So even though those mice couldn't break down fructose properly,
Right.
their kidneys still had more fructose than the normal mice.
Exactly.
That
It's
doesn't make sense.
is surprising. And it might mean that KHKC is doing more than just breaking down fructose.
Like what?
It might be controlling fructose levels in other ways.
That's interesting.
It is. And it brings up a good question for more research.
What's that?
What happens if you have too much fructose in your kidneys for a long time, even if it's not being broken down?
I don't know. Is that bad?
We need to find out. It shows that we need to look at more than just the liver when we study fructose.
Whole body.
Yes. Each organ could be affected differently.
It's all connected.
That's for sure.
Speaking of connections, let's get back to the clinical trial about the KHK inhibitor drug.
Okay.
We talked about its effects on liver fat, insulin, and inflammation.
Yeah.
But the study also said it increased urinary fructose excretion.
Yeah, what about it?
What was happening there?
That's a really important finding.
Is it?
It makes sense when you think about what the drug does.
Okay.
When you block KHK, the liver can't metabolize fructose.
So where does it go?
It has to go somewhere.
Right.
So the body sends it to the kidneys to be peed out.
Oh, okay.
And the study showed the more drug they gave, the more fructose was in the urine,
Makes sense.
which means the drug was working. It was blocking KHK.
Like the body's saying, I can't deal with this fructose, get rid of it.
Exactly. But even though getting rid of the extra fructose sounds good,
Yeah.
it raises another question.
What's that?
What happens if you pee out a lot of fructose all the time?
Hadn't thought about that.
It's something we have to consider.
Could it be bad for your kidneys?
We need to do more research to know for sure, especially if people are using KHK inhibitors for a long time.
It's like solving one problem, but maybe causing another one.
That's a possibility.
This is what I love about these deep dives.
What do you love?
Every time we figure something out, another question pops up.
It never ends, does it?
Oh, we're always learning.
It shows how complex the human body is.
It does.
And it shows why we need to keep doing research.
Yeah.
And we need to be careful about what we believe.
Like not just take things at face value.
Right. We need to keep asking questions.
And looking at things from different angles.
Absolutely. Speaking of digging deeper,
Yeah.
there was something else from that trial I wanted to talk about.
What's that?
They didn't see any changes in triglyceride levels in the people taking the KHK inhibitor.
That's weird. I thought fructose was supposed to raise triglycerides.
It is. That's why this is interesting.
Why didn't they see a change?
Well, it could be the trial was too short,
Okay.
or they didn't have enough people in the study, or maybe the people in the study weren't eating enough fructose to see a difference.
They weren't controlling their diet.
No, so it's hard to know for sure what the drug was doing.
It would be better to have a longer trial with more people and maybe control what they're eating.
Definitely. That would help us understand the effects on triglycerides and other things.
And what about those other markers they mentioned?
Which ones?
The insulin and inflammation markers.
Oh, right.
It'd be interesting to see what happens to those in a longer trial.
Yeah, would they decrease even more with longer treatment?
So many questions.
There always are. That's what's so exciting about this field.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface.
We are.
We've talked about how fructose is metabolized, the different KHK forms, the problems with too much fructose.
Right.
And even KHK inhibition as a potential treatment.
It's a lot to cover.
We've explored the world of fructose metabolism, found some surprising things, and highlighted what we still need to learn.
It's been a good deep dive.
It has. I think the biggest thing I've learned is that fructose isn't always bad.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on the context.
Yeah.
So it's not about avoiding fructose altogether.
Not exactly.
But as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I have a question.
Okay.
We talked about what happens when you eat too much fructose.
Right.
But what about those of us who aren't drinking tons of soda or living off processed foods?
Yeah, good point.
Is there a safe amount of fructose?
That's a great question and a common one.
Yeah.
Most of the research we looked at focused on added fructose, especially high fructose corn syrup.
It's everywhere.
It really is.
So what about the fructose in fruits and vegetables?
It's different.
Different how?
It comes with fiber, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants.
Okay.
Those things can help offset some of the negative metabolic effects.
So an apple isn't the same as a can of soda?
Nope, even though they both have fructose.
Context matters.
It does. Having a piece of fruit as part of a balanced diet isn't going to cause the same problems as drinking lots of soda.
That's good to know.
But
it doesn't mean we can just eat all the added fructose we want as long as we're also eating fruits and veggies.
You got it. It's about moderation.
And awareness.
Exactly. We need to pay attention to how much added fructose is in our food.
Like reading labels and stuff.
Yeah. Some fructose is fine, but too much can lead to those problems we talked about.
So we need to find a balance.
Right. Between enjoying treats and staying healthy.
This deep dive has given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
Thanks for helping us understand this complicated topic.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into fructose metabolism. Keep learning and stay curious.
And stay healthy.
See you next time.